It's true, where there's smoke, there's fire, but at least the fire is hundreds of miles away, but the smoke is with us in Lee County, Southeast New Mexico, and West Texas. I'm Dawn Morgan with a special news report, and on the phone to explain this smoky situation, we have Hobbs Fire Chief Manny Gomez.
The local residents, including myself, we all woke up to this morning with the, that disturbing smell of smoke that we saw and smelled outside. Currently, there's no fire within our jurisdiction here in Hobbs or in Lee County or even to the adjacent counties in West Texas. However, the fire and the smoke and the smell of it is coming from hundreds of miles away near the Panhandle and Amarillo. There was two fires that were reported yesterday, about 100 miles apart, that have exceeded combined over 100,000 acres and 77 square miles. So, it was the south to southwest wind yesterday. That northerly wind, in my opinion, shifted that to us coming from the north, and it's just kept smoke hanging around for most of the morning.
Is there anything that that we can do about this? We've been asked if there will be some kind of air quality, warnings put out or anything like that.
I do highly recommend if you have, COPD, which is a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or any type of asthmatic issue, is maintain and stay indoors. Pretty much careful not to be out there in the yard too long and those type of things. But I do believe that mid-morning at where we're sitting now, that some of this wind will move easterly. It'll shift easterly. And although we will have some smoke, I don't think it'll be as bad as we saw, early this morning.
Was your office, inundated with calls and people wanting to know where, there's smoke, where's the fire?
We were, Donna. We had calls here at the station. I had many texts and calls on my cell phone, but as well as City Hall. But fortunately, it's not occurring here. Just something that we need to learn through this experience is that we are in the height of grass fire season with the winds. And please be very cognizant of our red flag warnings, our fire, high fire threats, if you will, throughout the county. So be part of the solution, if you will, and help us be part of extinguishing or preventing these fires from occurring.
That's Hobbs Fire Chief Manny Gomez. I'm Dawn Morgan with a special news report on Z94, Z98, KZOR, and Kix 103.